Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I figured that would happen. It must right have been right at that 1 hour mark. But yeah, so we would always be able to do that custom website for you. It would be you would be able to bill month to month or keep that savings. I think it's $1,300 for 6 months. So you'd save an extra $100 if you did 6 months versus 3 plus 3. And then it would be $2,500. So you only save another $100 if you do a year. That doesn't, well, oh well, that's the way it is. Yeah, it looks like you save $100 every time you increase the length of the contract. But, you know, 3 months is what we require for that custom website. And at that point on, you can keep renewing it at a 3 month interval. Or like I said, if you want to stretch it out 6 months or a year at that point, you would save $100 or save $200 over the longer periods of term. And it's, $47 extra, over the course of 3 months if you keep it month to month. So if you divide that out by 3 months, you're only looking at, you know, like $15 a month extra, keeping it month to month versus switching to the 3 month contract. We would, though, require the 1 3 month contract for that custom website.
Okay. Yeah. That would certainly be agreeable. So, okay. And I would say likely I'll want to do that in the future.
Yeah. Like I said, I want to get it going, get your, you know, the return on investment, get your phone ringing and things like that. But, yeah, I'll put it in the notes here as well, that custom website for the 3 months and the $700 at that time. So I've got the Homesmith LLC on that particular card. Did you find a middle initial on that card when you found it?
Oh, right. Yes, sir, it is. Tyler J. Stein.
Okay. I like the letter J because it's one of those letters I don't have to ask. Did you say N like Nick or M like Nancy, Mary or
right.
T's and C's and, you know, the J's and the X's? Those are great. R's even. I never have to ask. So I've got Tyler J. Stein and then it's got Homesmith LLC on that. You did say it was a Visa card, Mr. Stein. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 4427 4250 6488 8833.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
11/11/26.
Okay. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
903.
903. So I've got 903 on the back, 11 or November of 2026, the expiration date. And then was that card itself 4427, 4250, 6488, 8833?
That is correct.
Okay. And does that also bill at the 1951 Blue Moon Drive in Windsor, 80550?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a second here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I have a pen.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. If you happen to call outside of those operating hours, it will go to our answering service. They'll take a very detailed message for you and have our client support team call you back the next business day. You can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And then if you email the support team, they will also follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You will also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself does take about 25 or 30 minutes. I may, in fact, be able to get this hour approved. It's just we're right at the start of it already, and I have to make sure that they would do that at 1 o'clock. Otherwise, we do have a 3, 4, and 5 o'clock available this afternoon. Did you want me to see if we can get it done this hour?
I need to run to one job. When would that start, like right now, is what you're saying?
Well, no. They would probably give you a call in about 10 or 15 minutes. They do need a little bit of time to prepare for that, which is why I would have to get special approval since it is already, you know, past the top of the hour. Would something like that
Let's try for 3 if we
3 o'clock? Yeah, okay. So we'll schedule it for 3. Yeah, so it'll be scheduled from 3 until 4. The call itself would get to you probably just a few minutes after 3. Get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. You will receive a reminder email at 2 o'clock from our automated system, and I will send you in a minute here a calendar invite. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email? On my end, it looks like the invoice email for some reason is still waiting in the queue. They do send emails out through our server every several minutes. Looks like the welcome email was.
I got the welcome email and a text.
Oh, yeah. The text I'm hoping was triggered by the invoice email, although the invoice email wasn't sent. If you open up that text, are you seeing local splash terms and conditions or terms of experience?
Yes. Tyler, thank you for choosing local splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email. To accept the subscription terms, if you have any questions, please contact us.
Okay. Is there a click here to accept the subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay. So if you click there, it would open it up.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through.
Just a couple of things to note. Obviously, the 970-286-4446, that is a smartphone. You do have a text preferred as your preferred method of contact. So the box below that, please do not click that box because that's to opt out of SMS or text messages. And, of course, we want to be able to send those to you. If you scroll all the way down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Below it, there's a signature box with an arrow pointing towards it. And above it, it does say Tyler, it probably does say Tyler J. Stein on there, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So we're going to want you to either type it in exactly as it appears or copy and paste it. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. If you do type it in, it is case sensitive, so the T, J, and S, of course, being capitalized, the appropriate spaces surrounding that middle initial. But once you've got the name in that box, just click the box below it where it says confirm signature. Mr. Stein, that does a couple of things. First of all, it does let us know that you know that we have reduced the cost of the subscription, reduced the cost of the setup fee, that the landing page is included, that your price will never go up, etc. It also does allow us to do the initial MapW audit to verify that any information out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you will know that you are successful in doing that when it is asking you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you get to that screen.
My only question there, it says above that line, I certify that I'm an authorized holder.
Oh, yes, yes. You have to click on that box. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. But you do need to click on that box before you hit confirm signature.
Okay. Now it's username and password.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about that right now. The reason that it's asking you to do that, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, in this case, slash terms and the information specific to your account. But the my.localsplash.com, that's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting, and the automated system thinks you're trying to do that now, so it's asking you to log in. If you were, in fact, able to put in a username and a password, I think it would give you an error message that the page has not yet even been created. We will create that that link and create the tracking and reporting with the client interview that we're doing today at 3 o'clock. The username, though, is your phone number, but just the numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers. And when corresponding with the support at localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username, which is basically the same thing, and then we can forward it out to the right department. When they do that client interview in that 3 o'clock hour, they will give you the photos at localsplash.com email, if you wanted to email the photos department directly. But anything related to your account, you can email to the support email, and they'll just forward it to the right department. Okay. Now, other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you and looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. I am sending that calendar invite out to you. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It does have your username, which again is just your phone number, but just the numbers. Then it's got your name and then your phone number. Okay. Now this really is just for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many do, and there's no problem if you do, but I'm sending that out to you now. And then, like I said, although that call is scheduled from 3 to 4, that one-hour window for the call that takes half that time, it does allow our client interview technician to wrap up their previous phone call, put in all the notes, and if necessary, prepare for your call. So you might not get that call right at 3 o'clock, but it should be just a couple of minutes after the top of the hour.
Okay, very good.
All righty, Mr. Stein. Real pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate your patience. And, you know, I don't always say this, but you're clearly a nice guy, an intelligent guy, even a funny guy. I don't get all of that. In fact, a lot of the times I get none of that. So it really is nice to speak with someone who is as respectful of my time as I have been with theirs. So thanks again.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
All righty, Mr. Stein. You have a great day, Tyler. You take care. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right out or shortly after 3 o'clock.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll be ready.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Stein. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.